I miss him, that fallen icon of primitive GAA communications, the man with the radio to his ear. Of a championship Sunday, you'd settle into your seat, throw a nonchalant eye over the match programme, and wonder how you might profitably pass the 20 minutes before the throw-in. When suddenly, the silence breaks. He's up and running, three rows back, a staccato delivery. Verbs and other unnecessary grammatical devices lawlessly waved as he pursues what radio professionals might describe as the Morse code style. First trouble in Cork, before the throw-in. Man down. Ref talking to his umpires. Linesman in. Looking for someone. Can't find him. Has him now. Tip full forward. The big fella. Gone. Off. Tip start with 14. And you know, despite the explosive events described, you felt good about the world. You folded your arms, sent the youngest lad out for a few cans of Lilt and a fistful of Mars bars, and waited for it all to unfold. Big row. Morohurty says they're all in. A wasp in the commentary box. Two more men gone. May Robinson's at the game. Around him, his family wore looks of mortal embarrassment. Because he had the transistor to his ear, he lost all sense of auditory regulation, and declaimed in a voice so loud you suspected he was wearing an intimate garment a touch too tightly.
Carlo, seven up, missed penalty, free taker gone off, Meath rattled, small crowd, desperate rain.
A long silence because the report on the Spanish Open Golf interests him not a jot, and then in a voice even louder than heretofore,
tip down to 13 men, 6 points up, powerful game, he says.
As great matches rose to great crescendos all over Ireland, he would stay with his task, never missing an update from Newbridge, a sending off in Markovic, or a dog on the field in Breffni. A man with the radio to his ear was a welcome piece of diversion during dark times in this country. Admittedly, he wasn't always the most exciting of individuals, and you wouldn't necessarily seek out his company in your local of a Saturday night.
Oh, not your man again.
But he carried out a vital function. As seismic encounters elsewhere reached epic conclusions, dozens would turn their backs on the live action and gather around him as if he were about to reveal the secret of eternal youth. Ah, but he's virtually extinct now. A shrunken world of communications has pulled the rug out from under him and the fillips away from his heavily cratered ear. This is no chance development. It's GAA policy. Earlier this year, in response to a fan firing a wooden spoon at Kieran Donaghy, Mayo County Board announced new regulations banning radio sets or other appliances from McHale Park. When I read about it, part of me died. It was a man with a radio to his ear who told me of Mark Foley's record 2-7 from play in the 1990 Munster final.
Do you know what you do while you're at it? Batter that Bundy for me.
I was standing at the home of the Hape mobile chipper on the way up the hill in Clonus when he came along, and for a full 40 minutes regaled about 200 fellow diners with the news of Foley's mounting tally. Now it behoves me to concede that in every other respect he was a dreadful bore, but he was just the man we needed at that moment in time, and we felt like we were present at the drafting of history. I saw grown men almost choke on their batter burgers. Like everything else, we only realised how good we had it when he was gone.